Mr. Lenning was saying as he started the ritualistic walk. Light as a feather. That meant appealing, graceful, slender, which was different from the comment that was usually made, or at least implied. She'll fill out next year. They usually do around 14. Her mother would say it, in the tone that just refrained from ending in a sigh whenever they went shopping. They had to go shopping often. Relentlessly, she kept growing, her feet stretching awkwardly away from her head. While the sales girl watched with tolerant agreement, her mother's fingers would reach out and lift a garment from its shoulder seams in the deft gesture that undeniably made a dress fit better, but at the same time constituted a tacit rebuke for the meagre breasts and hips beneath it. She looked down now at these hips, clad on this warm July afternoon in a faded plaid skirt. "You're sure you don't want to change, dear?" her mother had said as she was leaving the house. "Why should I change?" "Oh, well, Celia's parents might take you out, or the two of you might decide to, you know, do something." She spoke in the offhand tone which concealed her knowledge that there would not be anything gay or memorable to do. The skirt did not look better for having lain in the moist ground under rhododendron bushes. Marcy rubbed at a grass stain, which did not come off.